Narrated Aba Uthman.
Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr, may Allah be pleased with both of them, said, As-Suffa companions were poor people, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever has food for two persons should take a third one from them, As-Suffa companions, and whosoever has food for four persons, he should take one or two from them. Aba Bakr took three men, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, took 10 of them. Abdurrahman added, my father, my mother, and I were there in the house. The sub-narrator is in doubt whether Abdurrahman also said, my wife and our servant, who was common for both my house and Aba Bakr's house. Aba Bakr took his supper with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and remained there till the Isha prayer was offered. Aba Bakr, after that prayer, went back and stayed with the Prophet, peace be upon him, till the Prophet, peace be upon him, took his meal, and then Aba Bakr returned to his house after a long portion of the night had passed. Aba Bakr's wife said, what detained you from your guests or guest? He said, have you not served them yet? She said, they refused to eat until you come. The food was served for them, but they refused. Abdurrahman added, I went away and hid myself, being afraid of Aba Bakr, and in the meantime he, Aba Bakr, called me, O Gunthar, a harsh word, and also called me bad names, and abused me, and then said, eat, no welcome for you. Then the supper was served. Aba Bakr took an oath that he would not eat that food. The narrator added, by Allah, whenever any one of us, myself and the guests of As-Suffa companions, took anything from the food, it increased from underneath. We all ate to our fill, and the food was more than it was before its serving. Aba Bakr looked at it, the food, and found it as it was before serving, or even more than that. He addressed his wife, saying, O the sister of Bani Firas, what is this? She said, O the pleasure of my eyes, the food is now three times more than it was before. Aba Bakr ate from it and said, that oath was from Satan, meaning his oath not to eat. Then he took a morsel, mouthful, from it, and then took the rest of it to the Prophet, peace be upon him. So that meal was with the Prophet, peace be upon him. There was a treaty between us and some people, and when the period of that treaty had elapsed, the Prophet, peace be upon him, divided us into 12 groups, the Prophet's companions, each being headed by a man. Allah knows how many men were under the command of each leader. So all of them, 12 groups of men, ate of that meal.